So yeah, one of the things we talked about was the management of the patient who relapses on maintenance lenalidomide, a very common situation. And you and Paul went through a lot of different alternatives, including what you were talking about just now, the possibility increasing the dose, adding in elotuzumab, and then the whole spectrum of other options. Can you go through the various options that you consider in a patient who is developing relapse on maintenance lenalidomide?
So I think, you know, this is a really important area, important space, and we don't have a lot of clinical trials in this space except for some of those which have gotten approved over the last year or so. So a len refractory patient population was not included in all the previous approvals of the Castors and the Poluxes and so on and so forth. They were all patients who were getting RD as their control arm. I think the next generation of studies, which has included the combination of pomalidomide, these are the ones which are more relevant to this len refractory patient population. And depending on how patients actually progress while on lenalidomide, you know, you had data which was presented by Paul at this year's ASCO meeting, the Icaria study of Palm-Dex with or without isatuximab, which is another CD38 monoclonal antibody. And if you look at the data set, more than 75% of these patients were lenalidomide refractory. So really speaking to this patient population of len refractory patients. Last year's ASCO, we had the Optimism trial presented, and that was pomalidomide with bortezomib and dex. And again, in that patient population, about 70% of them were at least len exposed and len refractory. So considering the use of a pom-dex backbone, and to that backbone, either consider adding a CD38 monoclonal antibody or consider adding a proteasome inhibitor like bortezomib or carfilzomib. We have data to speak to both of those. We have other data as well with drugs like the CD38 monoclonal antibodies, with drugs like proteasome inhibitors. So carfilzomib, for example, would be perfectly reasonable. And again, I think the decision as to what your partner drug should be with pomalidomide would really depend on the nature of the relapse. How aggressive is the relapse? Is this a biochemical relapse or is this fulminant clinical relapse? And then one can pick and choose between some of these combinations that we've just talked about.